It's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to answer your questions about the great outdoors. Call in now at 888-898-2525 and join SC Wild on the Sports Talk Media Network.
Welcome back, everybody, on this edition of Sports Talk. It's now time for SC Wild from the Department of Natural Resources with Major Billy Downer joining us once again on this Wednesday night heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully the weather is going to be beautiful. Everyone can get out and enjoy. Major, it's great to have you with us once again. Wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend here in advance. And as I said earlier in the show in promoting your appearance tonight, one of the things near and dear to your heart is getting out on the water, but also being safe and boaters knowing what to do and maybe more importantly, what not to do when on the water.
Absolutely. It's good to be back on the show tonight. I appreciate Captain McKee taking the helm for me last time. I had to promise her that I was not doing that full time. She thought I was giving her the show, but she did a good job stepping in. It's just, I don't know why. Nobody wants to do this for me when I ask. They think I'm fixing to give it to them. So, anyway. We are getting ready for Memorial Day weekend, as I told folks this past weekend. Yeah, I'm going to Myrtle Beach for some fun in the sun, but not the kind of fun you're thinking about. So, I will not be on the water this weekend. I will be in Myrtle Beach working with our other officers and partners across the state at downtown Myrtle Beach for Bike Week. Yes.
Let's talk about that for a moment before we get to the boating safety. What do you and your people, what are y'all assigned to do? What do you try to do? What do you hope to prevent?
All right, so very simply, we are there for public safety. And it's basically a proactive measure by Myrtle Beach Police Department to bring in partners from across the state to basically saturate the Grand Strand area with law enforcement so that there is little risk of there being any type of violent outbreak other than the daily stuff that goes on anyway. It just seems like today, every day you're hearing of a shooting in Myrtle Beach. I mean, you're hearing about a shooting in Sumter every week, it feels like. So it's everywhere. It's not just in, everybody's talking about New York, Chicago. It's not just there. It's everywhere. But at a big rally, when you have thousands of people present, there is the opportunity, absolutely, for hot weather, motorcycles, hot vehicles, all those things, for tempers to get hot and the people to get really out of hand really quickly. So officers are there. Basically, it's not a show of force. It's nothing like that. Nobody's out there with guns out. It's none of that. But they're standing there to make sure that it's public safety for everyone there involved, because there's just so many people in the Grand Strand area over this weekend. Again, it's a huge weekend for the Grand Strand. A lot of thousands, tens of thousands of people descend on it. Myrtle Beach just wants the help of officers from across the state to just be there. And again, our motto is, be nice, be friendly, talk to people, smile. You're there just to promote public safety. We're not there to keep anybody from having a good time. We're there to keep people safe, and that's simply that. So I'm there to support our staff and our officers that are there, anything they need. We have shifts that start starting Friday morning and run all the way through Monday on Memorial Day. Those are basically 12-hour shifts. They're long shifts for the most part. So people get tired. I mean, we have a lot of people there to work those shifts, and then some overlaps. But our ATV unit's there because they have the ability to get on the course on the beach and operate in areas that other people can't. Our canines are there in some regard. Mostly it's just officers from across the state. My first time at this was 1999. It has changed a lot since then. Myrtle Beach has done a tremendous job in trying to manage the amount of people and manage traffic flow. And that's probably the best way to describe it. They're managing traffic flow and managing people. The Grand Strand, as far, you know, down on the beach, the Strip goes one way this weekend. And that really prevents any cross-traffic problems. It keeps traffic flowing because it's one way. It does cause some problems. I mean, look, there are always people that come to the beach this weekend thinking they're there for Memorial Day. I don't know why people come to Myrtle Beach for Memorial Day, but I would say we're glad they come to Memorial Beach. We love to have tourists in South Carolina. Don't want to say we don't, but if people come down there for bike week and have no idea that's what's going on. It's just a lot of people. Again, there to promote safety. Our officers have always done a very good job. I think I'm most proud of our officers because we tend to really be a smiling face, and we get along with everybody because that's what our officers do every day. Our officers are experts at getting along with people. Again, we deal with people with firearms every day, hunting and fishing outdoors, and our officers know how to talk to people. And really the key this weekend is knowing how to speak to people. You know, treat everybody with respect, and they'll treat you with respect. You know, sometimes people don't treat you with respect, but you try to be nice anyway, best you can, and manage the amount of people that are there.
Would you agree that, you know, like you said, there's thousands and thousands of people. Most of them are behaving, just having a good time, following the laws, trying to be safe. But, you know, it just takes a few to mess it up for everybody and give the impression that it's a wild and rowdy crowd out of control. But you've got that combination, you know, motorcycles, which are dangerous enough by themselves, obviously alcohol, and then you got people on the motorcycles, not wearing helmets, doing things in traffic that can be a little more dangerous than normal. It's a recipe for some bad things to happen over that weekend period.
It can be. And again, it's funny, in the last 20 years, the standard ride at Bike Week has changed. It used to be what everybody described as rice rockets, your Kawasaki's, Yamaha's, your really fast bikes. It's kind of changed now. It's gone to three-wheelers. A lot of the Bombardiers are there, Can-Ams, those three-wheel bikes are really the mainstay, and the ones that you sit in, kind of like a vehicle. I can't remember the description of which brand that is, but those are the types you see more than anything. You still see a Yamaha, Kawasaki, Yohani, what people used to refer to as rice rockets, the fast motorcycles. You do see those. You're going to see some Harleys. You're going to see some Indians. You're going to see a mixture of different bikes out there, but there's a lot of the three-wheel trikes now that are very popular. I think it's because it's easier for people to ride, honestly. And they can really trick those things out with some really nice speakers and make a lot of noise, and people can hear it. And you know, everybody loves to have a good radio on their boat, on their motorcycle, in their car. It kills me when motorcycles ride by and it's like I can hear the music just like I'm sitting next to them, and it's so loud. And speakers and things have gotten so good now that the sound clarity is there. But again, I want to touch base on one thing you said. You know, the majority of people are there just to have a good time. And that's the good news. Of course, there's always someone that may wish to try to do something wrong or try to take advantage of the situation, and that's where officers are there to help protect the rest of the people that are just trying to have a good time. There's a lot of dancing, a lot of music, a lot of good, a lot of good fun to be had there, a lot of safe fun to be had. You just got to use your head. Again, yes, there are people that are still weaving in and out of traffic, some, and there's usually always a fatality with some type of motorcycle wreck almost every year. But again, with the three-wheelers, it's changed things a little bit. Things slow down a little bit, and people enjoy riding those now more. Again, it's a different look. A lot different than the 90s. The 90s, it was a wild time. It was crazy. And it's much calmer now, a much better environment than it used to be, for sure.
What is the helmet law, motorcycle helmet law, now in South Carolina? Is there one?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer for that. I don't deal with that enough to know. But I don't think there is a helmet law in South Carolina. I'm sure, you know, if you're under 21 is the only person that's required to wear one. So that's why I just looked it up. Just the magic of Google right there live as we're on the show. Mm-hmm. Under 21. Otherwise, you're not required in the state. So, but let's talk about Memorial Day weekend from a boating standpoint coming up.
You got it.
Big weekend for us. Again, we talk about this every year. This starts the 100 deadliest days of summer, as we call it, 100 deadly days of summer between Memorial Day, 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day. It doesn't have to be, but it gets named that because between Memorial Day and Labor Day typically is when we see an uptick in traffic accidents and fatalities and boating accidents and fatalities. So the Department of Public Safety, Highway Patrol, and the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources work together to promote a safe boating and safe driving campaign. Not just about DUIs, boating under the influence, or DUIs, driving under the influence, but also just being safe and being responsible when you drive on the road and on the water. Now, of course, that goes back to, you know, not drinking and driving, of course. But again, there's so many people that hit the water this weekend. We've seen that the last few weeks when you got some warm days. My goodness, it's been hot. I was in Hilton Head last week, and it was so hot. Wow. On the beach, it's just really hot. You get burned real quick, become a lobster. But so a lot of people have been on the water already in the last few weeks with the warmer weather. Again, the coastal folks, they're on the water probably 10 months out of the year anyway because the weather's typically milder there. If there's a warm day on the coast, people in Charleston are out there on the water. Myrtle Beach, Buford, same way, up and down the coast. But this weekend's Memorial Day, of course. We're kicking it off, and one thing we want to talk about is on Saturday, May 24th, there will be a courtesy boating inspection in your area, probably from across the state. I want to list a few of those out so folks know where to go. We're going to talk about what we do at those courtesy boating inspections so folks know what to expect and how to take advantage of it. Again, these courtesy boat inspections are, by their description, a courtesy to the boater. They're not required. Officers will be there from our education section and boating education section, and officers in the field and across the state and all of our regions, from the mountains to the sea, at popular boat landings on Saturday, May 24th. One's in Anderson County at Twin Lakes Landing on Lake Hartwell from 10 to noon. Charleston County at Wapukut Landing on the Intercoastal Waterway from 9 to 11. In Collin County at Bennett's Point from 9 to 11. In Fairfield County at Molly Creek Landing on Lake Watery from 10 to noon. In Greenwood County on South Carolina Highway 72, landing at Break on the Lake on Lake Greenwood from 10 a.m. to noon. In Horry County at Little River Landing from 9 to 11. And in Lexington County at Lake Murray Dam from 10 to noon. Those are seven locations across the state, again, from the mountains to the sea. In your upstate, you got your Midlands, you've got Lake Murray, you've got the PD area, Lake Watery, and then you got all the way down to the coast in Little River and Buford County, or Collin County, excuse me, at Bennett's Point in Charleston. So a lot of places that you can take advantage of this. Our courtesy boating inspections, again, officers are there to do a courtesy inspection of your boat. What that means is they're going to look at your boat before you get on the water, if you allow them to. They will inspect your boat, make sure you have enough life jackets for everybody on board, make sure they fit everybody on board. They'll make sure you have your safety equipment other than life jackets. Your fire extinguisher, if required to have one, it's the right size. It's where you can get to it. It's in good shape, in working order. They'll make sure you have a whistle or a horn. They'll make sure your registration's in good shape. They'll make sure you have a throwable device if your boat's 16 feet or longer. And they'll go through, again, from stem to stern, just to make sure you're ready to enjoy the water so you don't have to worry about the safety side of things. And that is totally free. If there's a problem, they will point that out to you, and you have an opportunity to fix that before you get on the water. Because if you get on the water and there's a problem, then you are subject to be given a fine later if officers on the water inspect your boat. That's letting you know ahead of time, hey, you're missing life jackets, or hey, you don't have what you need. And you can go get that before you get on the water. Pretty quick, pretty easy. It's painless. Our officers do a really good job. They hand out boating handbooks. They'll hand out some other things like eyeglass wipes, chapstick. It's been really good, popular through the years, and whistles. For those that need a whistle on the boat, they have them right there for free. And again, there's landings on Saturday, also on Sunday. There'll be other locations across the state as well. But Saturday, kicking off Memorial Day, those seven locations. And then on Monday, in Buford, Charleston, Georgetown, Lexington, Pickens, and York County, there'll be some other locations. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, courtesy boating inspections. If you want to find where the courtesy boating inspections are, you can Google SCDNR, courtesy boating inspections, Memorial Day. It'll come up. You know, you can go to the DNR website at www.dnr.sc.gov under news, and it has all of our Memorial Day weekend courtesy boating inspections listed. Tell you where you can go to get a free inspection of your boat to make sure everything's right before you get on the water. So with that said, let's review some things we always talk about before boating season hits. The most popular thing right now, probably when people get ready to get on the water, is registration. Checking the registration, making sure it is up to date. And things have changed in the last few years, and people still get confused on this, but your registration renews every year. And I know that's aggravating to some people. That's what our legislators passed is every year. And what it did was clean up things for counties. It was really hard for counties to keep up with taxes on boats when you didn't have to register, but every 3 years. Think about it this way. You register your car every year, and that's how your taxes stay up to date on your car. Same thing now with a boat. So that if you go buy a boat, and this happened a lot, people would buy a boat that someone registered 3 years prior, but they didn't pay the taxes for the last two. And that got people caught with buy a boat, and before they could register it, they had to pay the taxes. And that really wasn't fair because it wasn't their taxes that they're paying. They're having to pay the county to pay those taxes. So that's changed now. You're not paying past taxes. You're only responsible for the taxes on the boat when you buy it. So if you buy a brand new boat, you're going to pay the maximum tax of $500. That's it. Because most boats are going to be over that cap, so you're going to have to pay $500. If your boat is a used boat and you purchase it, if it's over the cap, it's going to be $500 at max, or you know whatever your state income tax is based on the value of the boat you bought. You're going to have to pay that to the Department of Natural Resources when you buy that used boat. A new boat, you pay to the dealer your taxes, and then you'll receive your registration in the mail. If you buy a used boat, a little different. When you buy that used boat, you're going to take the bill of sale from that boat, take it to your local tax office. They will assess the taxes on the boat. You'll pay your taxes right then. Then you'll go to DNR, and when you register your boat, you'll pay the sales tax, not the county tax, the sales tax on the boat. So there's two taxes that have to be paid. A lot of people forget that, but it's two types of taxes. One sales tax, your state sales tax. The other is your county taxes. But when you go pay those county taxes up front, that alerts the county, hey, this boat's now registered to the new guy here. And now they've got it for a year, and a year from now, they'll send you a tax notice when you pay your taxes. The other thing that happened is now your registration is automatically renewed. That fee is part of that taxes, just like your car is, and your numbers should be mailed to you in the mail within a few weeks to a month of you paying your taxes. Now, that sometimes doesn't always work. There's always a hit, you know, a little hitch in the giddy up a little bit there sometimes. But it will eventually happen the way it's supposed to. And it's been getting a lot better. The first year or two after the law changed in the last 5 years, it was a little iffy, but it's gotten a lot better. Counties have caught up to it for the most part. And they're giving you, you know, you're getting your tax notice and you're getting your stickers on time. Now that we're in the new office, again, if you've got questions about boating, you can go by the new office now. We've got a brand new office building located at 260 D Epting Lane. D as in not 260D, but 260, and the name of the street is D Epting Lane. Don't ask me. It's D period Epting Lane, and that is at the South Carolina State Farmers Market. And I'm saying that slow and specific because, trust me, people can't figure that out. But it's at the State Farmers Market. There's two entrances there now, and I'd encourage you. There's a stoplight at one, but the easiest one's probably at the new State Farmers Market sign. If you come on 321 off of 26 or out of Columbia, and you just take a left there and two rights, and you're into our big new brown building on the right. First floor, lots of customer lines, and they can help you with your boat. The best news of the day is we've actually got boat trailer parking in our parking lot. Something we have needed for years. And we have probably 8 to 10 boat trailer parking lots. And I've seen people pull in with their boats and park in those spots to go get their boat registered to get it straight. And the good news about that, if there's a question, they can go out and look at the boat right there. So that's good news about the new office. It is convenient to pull your boat in there and park. So that's good news. But again, registration, fixing that, making sure it's up to date. Make sure it's the current year, it's 25, and make sure the month is May, so make sure it's at least 5. If it's before 5, your boat is out of registration. You are expired, and you can receive a ticket if you go on the water. So you want to make sure your registration's up to date. Now, titling right now on motors, make sure your motor's got a title sticker on it. That could change in the years to come here. There's a bill right now talking about removing titles on motors. There's a lot of conversation about that, but we'll see where that goes. But for right now, you have to have a title sticker on your motor.
Explain why a motor requires a title.
All right, so it's like your car has a title and registration, right? Your boat has a title and registration. The difference in most boats is you have an outboard motor that can be removed. So our state titled the motors. Instead of registering the motors, we titled the motors. And that has really helped in regards to making sure or holding back stolen motors. It makes it harder to steal motors in South Carolina. You've heard me say on the show before, other states, Georgia, Florida, particularly Florida, if you're on Facebook Marketplace and you're trying to buy a motor from Florida, you need to be careful because sometimes those motors aren't titled. And it's easier for someone to sell stolen merchandise. It's hard for people to catch up with that sometimes, but it's easy for someone wanting to do wrong to try to sell a motor from a state that doesn't title. We are a state that titles still, and that's helped us as far as not have as many stolen motors get out there from our state because the title helps track that motor. Now,
what about for inboard motors? Same thing?
Nope. That's a good question. Inboard motors are a part of the boat. That's a permanent part of the boat. So that's considered part of the boat. So there's one title, one registration.
All right.
So outside of registration, biggest thing, again, next is going to be your safety equipment. We always go through that very simply before we get off the show today. We'll review that. Make sure you got life jackets for everybody on board the boat. Make sure you got the number you need. Make sure that they fit everybody, the intended users. If you got youth on there or infants, get an infant or toddler size. Life jacket, make sure it's in good condition, and make sure they're where you can get to them. Everybody loves the bags. I love my bag in my new boat that zips them up in four packs, but you got to make sure you can get to that bag if you need to. Don't have it all taped up straight from the store and you never open it up. If you need it, you need to be able to get to those life jackets quickly. And I understand everybody don't want to throw them on the floor because they'll blow out the boat. Get that. Just don't lock your life jacket up in a compartment. So if you need them, you can get to them pretty quickly. Again, if your boat's 16 feet or longer, you'll need a Type 4 or throwable device, square seat cushion, the old blue or yellow you'll see out there, red color, or ring buoy is still able to be used. That throwable device has to be on a boat 16 feet or longer, again, because those size boats typically have passengers. So you need something you can throw. It's a little weight to it to throw to somebody. If your boat has an inboard gas tank or a gas tank is too large to throw out, bigger than 6 gallons, you're going to need a 1B1 fire extinguisher will fit most boats. You start getting over 35 feet, you're going to look at different numbers of boats. Out of a Class A boat, you're going to have different numbers of B1s. But B1 for most boats in South Carolina will cover us. You get offshore, you got different things you need there. But again, fire extinguisher. Then, horn or whistle, some type of sound device. You can have a whistle, a simple one, or your horn on your boat. Just make sure the horn works if you don't have a whistle. No problem there. Make sure your registration card is on the boat with your registration. That pretty much sums up what you need on your boat for daytime. Remember, as I've always reminded folks, if you go out on the water and you're planning on coming back before dark, just make sure your lights work anyway, because so many people get out there and plan to come off early and they get having fun and all of a sudden they get further away from the land they meant to, and then it starts getting dark and now you need your lights. Make sure your front bow lights, your red and green light, and your white all-around light in the rear works and can be seen 360 degrees. Make sure they work before you go out there so that you can be seen on the water, because the worst thing we want, the last thing we want, the last thing you want, is to be on the water dark and not be seen coming back from the landing. Absolutely. Hope everybody has a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
Major, same to you. Be safe down there at the beach. Keep everybody straight and a smile on your face, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. That'll do it. Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources, SC Wild, here on Sports Talk. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you Thursday.